Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 9 with verses 18 through 22. While Jesus was saying these things to them, an official came forward, knelt down before him, and said, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hands on her, and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. Why do people wait to ask God for healing until it seems too late? Though God has proved time and time again that He can raise the dead and heal any infirmity, if we just believe and hear Jesus say, "Your faith has saved you." If you can't believe in His word but still expect Him to answer, then know His forgiveness is real. Either way, for in His redemption, you can and will encounter God once this surrender takes place. Will it be constant or just lukewarm? Why do others seem to ignore God but still call on Him when they are sick or become involved in an accident? No matter the plight, we often wait until they occur because we believe that it is never too late to call on the name of our Lord. Though He opens His arms with warmth and affection, His will lived then might seem like an objection. When your breath and heart cease to function, are you ready to live for Him no matter the situation? Can you accept His will of whatever He gives to you and whatever He keeps from you for whatever reason He feels necessary? Will your faith save you in the end of opposition you have lived against redemption? I, for one, surrendered some 20 years ago. I was at my last breath, wanting anger and my bodily self-abuse to stop. I was willing to die to rid myself of this pain and shame of excess that was thrusted upon me by a trauma of sexual abuse. I thought it was something I could resist, how to rid myself of this feeling of anger and loss of self-control. I didn't want anyone to know either, as I lived in a state of denial that was willing to act like someone else when I wasn't around family, friends, or foes. I wasn't willing to share what I felt was unexplainable. But God knew and described to me the joy of living redeemed in His blood. I knew what to do by following His word in practice each day, listening to Him as I talked to Him in prayer, in every opportunity I could muster, wanting to be constant as He commands, then learning from this how to proclaim with the beauty of salvation. I heard Him in poetry that resulted from my practice each day, and I remain committed to serving the only way to heaven by this practice, prayer, and proclamation of being Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Until the day He calls me home. I know He will use me for this type of healing from others' need of release, from the anger and pain of shame every soul wants to refuse, until redemption claims their faith, releasing their love by the hope of His mercy and grace. Amen. Join me in my daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We continue to pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen, and her healing from a stroke. We pray for her granddaughter, Brittany, each day. She's the healing prayers who overcame brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louie. Lord, you know his needs. And daily prayers for our neighbor, Thelma. Prayers for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I'm a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 9 with verses 18 through 22, three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Asking Jesus for Some Healing. Forward came official kneeling, asking Jesus for some healing. Died daughter mine, he was still reeling. Hand yours, lay, come, live will she breathing. Jesus followed without question, went to heal girl by his inspection. Walking behind a woman touched him, hoping to be healed. Hemorrhage sufferings cured. Be shall I cloak his touch, Jesus would reveal. Heard noticed by Jesus, he wouldn't conceal. Daughter, have courage, Jesus would squeal. You saved by your faith, history concealed. Cured woman from that hour revealed. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 27, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:42 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today, it looks like we're going to be hitting around 8:33 in the name of Jesus, closing with our thoughts of our good friends John and Marie. And their surrender has been a number of years. We have some beautiful, beautiful revelations coming up in the name of Jesus as we close in his honor. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Remain in him, amen.